Indian sprinter Dyuti Chand got a victory this week, not on the track, but in court. Chand was banned last year from competing against other women. Track's international governing body said her natural testosterone levels were too high. Instead of undergoing surgery or taking hormone-suppressing drugs, Chand fought the decision, and on Monday, sport's highest international court ruled in her favor. Juliet McCour has been following the story for The New York Times. Juliet, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks.
We've spoken to you about Dyuti Chand before, but remind our listeners about her case.
Well, she naturally has high testosterone, so she was born like this. It wasn't the IAAF at that point. That's the track and field governing body. It was India Sports Authority. They had decided they were going to test her because some competitors said that she should not be competing with women because she was basically a man.
And you'd said to us when we spoke last fall that you were glad it wasn't up to you to decide, and you've even written that you pity the IAAF. Tell us why you feel that way.
It's not a cut and dry case at all, and it's very complicated. You know, you can argue both ways. I had a joke with my colleagues the other day. I said, well, this is an interesting sort of ending to this case, that they basically didn't rule definitively either way. The court, of course, said that she's able to compete at least for the next 2 years. And they said, well, come back to us in 2 years, and maybe by then there will be a whole different slate of arbitrators who have to look at this case again, because it's just so complicated and so much science and so many other nuanced issues that it's very difficult to make a decision that everybody will be happy with.
Right. And so what you're referencing is this ruling that gives the IAAF a couple of years to present new evidence that Chand's elevated testosterone provides an advantage. How likely are they to come up with evidence to support that claim?
The people I've talked to, the experts who have followed this issue, say that's very unlikely. Not because women with high levels of testosterone don't have a marked advantage, but it's sort of unprovable, or it might be completely unprovable, because there's so many other factors that go into success on the athletic field. The trainers you have, what you eat, how much you sleep, you know, your training facility. I mean, there's so many other things that are variables. It'll be hard to pinpoint high testosterone equals, you know, a 10 to 12% advantage, or whatever the Court of Arbitration for Sport is asking the IAAF to find. So they asked a question that might not be able to be answered.
You spoke to a medical geneticist who said he was happy that Chand won her case, but is worried about the future of women in sports. Why is that?
He's basically saying that he's worried that the basis of competing in a woman's category will be a woman coming up to the starting line and saying, I am a woman, so I can compete. And he's saying that that is not enough. There has to be a line drawn somewhere. And he basically said that this doesn't really clear up anything. It does help Dyuti Chand over the next couple of years. But in the grand scheme of things, the International Olympic Committee and the Olympic movement have been looking at this issue for decades. And nothing really looks like it's ever going to be resolved. It might be an unsolvable problem.
Some research has shown that hyperandrogenism is found in about 7 out of every 1,000 elite female track athletes. Do you think, looking ahead to the future, that this is enough to trigger some sort of significant change in how gender is viewed in these international sports competitions?
That is a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, it might seem like not that many, but the 7 in 1,000 is actually 140 times the regular population. So that means that there's overrepresentation of athletes with hyperandrogenism in track and field.
Juliet McCour is a columnist for The New York Times. You can link to her story, The Line Between Male and Female Athletes Remains Blurred, at onlyagame.org. Juliet, thanks.
You're welcome.